Whistleblowers at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs are feeling some sense of vindication because the Government Accountability Office is saying what they have said for years. Many of those who speak up about mismanagement, fraud, or abuse are often silenced, marginalized, or even forced out. This GAO report also said senior VA managers are too often not held accountable for misconduct. Some in Congress are demanding that the incoming VA secretary do something about all this. Here's NPR's Eric Westerveld.
In the cases they reviewed, the Accountability Office found that whistleblowers were 10 times more likely than their VA colleagues to face discipline within a year of reporting misconduct. And the report shows that a whopping 66% of VA employees who filed formal complaints of wrongdoing didn't work for the agency 1 year after speaking up. They were forced out, fired, or quit. It also shows that senior VA officials who were guilty of misconduct, including gross mismanagement, fraud, abuse, and whistleblower retaliation, often got a lesser punishment than recommended or no punishment at all. Democratic Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham calls the GAO's findings beyond disturbing. She says veteran health is being jeopardized.
It means that there is a system that doesn't have the right checks and balances, that cannot police itself. So it tells me that patient quality care and safety continues to be at risk because we've got a system that won't address its own problems.
There's bipartisan anger at the report's findings. Colorado Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman co-requested the investigation with Grisham. In an email, Kaufman said he has, quote, repeatedly called for the secretary and the president to end the culture of bureaucratic incompetence and corruption at the VA. But with failing systems and processes, how can this be achieved, he asked. Grisham, who's now running for governor of New Mexico, says the report shows the need for the Department of Justice to step in and oversee how the VA handles misconduct and retaliation cases.
There needs to be a message to these senior officials immediately that they're going to be held accountable. They weren't held accountable for the wait time scandal. I can't find a scandal where anyone in the VA system has ever been held accountable.
The VA says it agrees with 9 of the GAO's 16 reform recommendations. At a congressional hearing this week, Acting VA Secretary Peter O'Rourke defended the agency as undergoing what he called historic transformative changes. But at the hearing, Representative Kathleen Rice, a New York Democrat, questioned O'Rourke on why VA managers who silence employees seem to face little or no punishment.
It seems to me that there's always a benefit of the doubt given to the people who retaliate against whistleblowers. You can shake your head.
I don't agree with that.
Well, okay, but we've seen example of it.
In a statement, VA Press Secretary Kurt Cashauer wrote that the problems the GAO highlights were largely an Obama-era problem and that President Trump has taken steps to fix that. But the GAO's report is not based solely on the Obama era. The oversight body examined a sample of employee misconduct data throughout the VA from October 2009 through July 2017. And while the number of VA workers fired is up under President Trump, congressional Democrats and the VA's union cite VA data showing that the vast majority of those fired in the first 5 months of 2018 were low-level food service and custodial staff, the majority of whom were veterans. In that same period, only 15 out of the more than 1,000 VA employees fired were supervisors. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.